Sir Richard Wallace was born in 1818. I don't know a lot about his background, but he inherited a very large fortune and was raised in Paris and lived there for quite a considerable number of years. And living in Paris, he used a lot of his money in humanitarian means to help the poor and the destitute and the down and out of Paris. He also relocated here to Lisburn, and in 1873 became a Member of Parliament for Lisburn and did a lot of things of good around the town. He presented a park to the borough, now called Wallace Park, and right across the town there are parts of the town that are still named after Richard Wallace. There's Wallace Avenue, there's Wallace High School, as we say, there's Wallace Park and other places as well. He also built the courthouse, the old courthouse in 1884 that was demolished tragically in 1971. And something else he did was he donated several drinking fountains to the town as well. In fact, he donated five of them. Two of them are still in existence. Three were recycled during the war effort, the Second World War. And there were five of these drinking fountains around the town, but he also donated, before he came to Lisburn, many of these to the city of Paris. There's over 50 of them around the city of Paris, and they've actually become quite a feature in Paris. During the time of the Prussian War, whenever Richard Wallace was a resident in Paris, drinking water became very, very scarce. And even after the war, drinking water was still scarce. Clean, pure drinking water was hard to come by. It had become very, very expensive, and many people were turning to alcohol and to wine and to different things, and that was just taking control of their lives, and many were succumbing to alcoholism. And such was his burden for the people of Paris that he donated over 50 of these cast iron drinking fountains to the inhabitants of Paris, put them in strategic locations round about the city so everybody was within walking distance of clean and pure water. There's a number of them around Europe as well, and there used to be five of them in Lisburn. There's one at the top of Bow Street and one at the bottom of Bow Street, Market Square, Market Place. There's one down at the bottom of Seymour Street. There's this one here in Castle Gardens. And as I say, only two of them survive until this day. They're quite intricate, quite ornate drinking fountains. And you know, as I think about this, I'm reminded of the story of the woman at the well in John's Gospel, chapter 4. I encourage you to read that chapter for yourself. It shows the love that the Saviour had for individuals, the care and the concern that he had for people in society who were broken. And there are many people in our society today, and they're broken. Maybe today your heart is broken. Maybe today your health is broken. Maybe today your home is broken. Maybe today your hopes are broken. Just like this woman that we read about in John's Gospel, chapter 4. She had been through five broken marriages, and now she was cohabiting with somebody else, living in adultery. She went to the well, she went to the fountain, so to speak, every day at noon, whenever the sun was at its height, because nobody else would be there at that time of the day. She couldn't face people. People knew that she had a reputation, they knew the life that she had lived, and nobody really cared all that much for this woman. She didn't know what real love, real satisfaction, real peace, real hope was. And then the Bible says concerning the Lord Jesus that he must needs pass through Samaria. And he went to where that woman was. At midday he sat down at the well, he waited for her, and she came. And he began to speak to her. And it wasn't long before she realized, here's a man that knows me intimately. We've never met before. I've never met this man before, but he knows me through and through. He knows my faults. He knows my failure. He knows my sin. He knows my shame. He knows my loneliness. He knows the life that I'm living. And yet he cares for me, and he's interested in me. And he spoke to her, and he changed her life that day. He can do the same for you. You're lonely. You're lost. You've lived a life without purpose, without direction. You don't really understand who you are. Seems that all that you've put your life and soul and efforts into, it's all come to nothing. And here you are today, and you're lost and you're lonely. But the Saviour, the Son of God, knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly how you are. He knows where you are. He knows what you are. And as the old hymn writer says, he knew me, yet he loved me. And just before we finish in John 4 in verse 13 and 14, as the Lord spoke about that well, he said to that woman, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." You're thirsty today. You're looking for something today. You can't find satisfaction. You can't find meaning and purpose in life. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is able to meet you where you are and satisfy that longing, that thirst in your life. He can give you something that the world cannot give. Acknowledge your sin, confess it, come to the Savior. He waits for you with open arms. He'll welcome you and he'll save you and sanctify you and satisfy you. May God bless you richly, and I trust today that you'll come to this fountain of life. The Bible says, "Whosoever will, let him come, and let him come freely and take of this water that springs up into everlasting life."